Now, today I'm going to talk more about the soul than the other two. I may talk about those more later, but I do have to talk about them. Margaret's always telling me, remember to say, my name is Kat Kerr. I'm just going to start saying Kat. I'm just dropping the last name. You know what? In heaven, we will all call each other by our first name. Forget the last names. Aren't you glad you don't have to have another name, right? You get one. And a lot of times it's going to be a nickname. You know where in the Word it says you get home, your father gives you a new name on a little white stone. By the way, that's a diamond, not a river rock. That white stone you get is a diamond with a personal little precious nickname that the father has for you. It's not some great big complicated name you might have to try to decipher or have someone interpret for you. It's a little nickname. Because he's your daddy. Amen. I love coming here, the freedom that's here, but it seems like every time Pastor Tony and Cynthia get on a new subject and just want to really fill you with that subject, he lets them fill you with it, and then he gives revelation on it. Amen. I had no idea they'd been talking about soul ties or the soul when he gave me this message. So I was excited to find that out. So you're going to get revelation. Really, it's just going to be the icing on everything they've been sharing with you. And today you are going to be free of anything that you have put in your soul, except the good stuff. I'll just give you a little clue. I mentioned before when I was here that your soul has layers. Your soul is layered. There's a reason why. The Holy Spirit is a layered being. God actually explained to me how he is able to be everywhere all at the same time. It actually makes sense. That's what revelation is. If you don't know who I am, we prayed for you before I came here. Help them, God. They just don't know. Some don't know that there is revelation available to everybody. There is a real spirit realm around you. Everywhere you live, you walk, you talk. The air you breathe is not just physical atmosphere. You breathe in your spirit, spiritual atmosphere. Now this body, these lungs, they breathe in the air of this world, the atmosphere, but your spirit has lungs. It does. How could you sing in heaven when you go there later, right? Where do you think it comes from? You have spiritual lungs. And those spiritual lungs breathe spiritual atmosphere. That's why you need to be careful where you go. You may think everything looks fine, but in the unseen realm around you, most of this I've already shared, but how many people have never heard me speak before? Can I see your hands? Anybody? A few, okay. Well, the spirit realm around you, it holds light and darkness. That would be the angelic beings, the demonic beings. And what you do in your life every day by the choices you make with your will, you draw heaven in your life or hell into your life, literally into your home. Usually that's by the words you speak. You know the word says, blessing and cursing should not come from the same fountain, that's your mouth. And here's a good example. Someone's standing there saying, oh God, I want to do more for you. I want to love people for you. I want to represent you in this earth. So God, just release that which is inside of me. Show me how to release the power you have given me over the enemy. And then they run and go partake of the enemy. They go into his places. They have hidden sin. I'm not here to talk about the dark things today. I'm just giving you a good example. And that makes your prayer of no effect. Because what you've done, when you go before God, let me tell you, this is what the Father said. When you say Father, his throne is right there. You're not trying to send that prayer some way out beyond the universe. It's right there. So here you are in the presence of God speaking to him. Your soul gets filled. The layers of your soul gets filled with glory. That's good stuff. Then, after having been in his presence and declared these things, you run out in the world and do things that the world does that you know aren't right as a believer. You actually get layers of darkness in your soul. You do. I'm not even talking about sin. It affects your soul. And what happens is the dark, when it enters into, when it mixes with the light, it makes gray. Right? Gray matter. And gray matter doesn't do anything. So you need to be careful what you allow to enter into your being. Because when you go to those places, you're breathing this spiritual atmosphere that is in those places. Like bars, a lot of other places I can mention. Movies that portray graphic, wicked violence, strong sexual content. I just like to put it out there. Y'all real, I'm real. Extreme violence and profane language, foul language. There's a reason why they call it foul, F-O-U-L, foul. They don't have that in heaven. It pollutes your spirit. And when you go in places like that, your soul can get vexed. Your soul is one of the most important things you have in your body. It really is. So what you do in this world attracts darkness to you or the light to you. And we're supposed to be light in this world, but when you get too much of the other stuff in you, you become confused, you can become oppressed, and maybe the devil's not possessing you and he doesn't own you, but he's made you of none effect. So you're here today to find out how to take care of your body, your soul, and your spirit, the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, is that right? And God lives in your spirit. God lives in your spirit. Christ in you. There he is. The hope of glory. You're made and your spirit represents the Father. He is spirit. I don't usually read from my notes, but I'm going to do it today. He just gave it to me in the front row. I didn't know he was going to add this part. Okay, so your spirit represents the Father who is spirit, the great creator, omnipotent one, the ancient of days, who is all in all, who created the spirit realm itself, and even eternity existed in him. He did not appear somewhere in eternity. Eternity even came from him. We are a spirit, and we live in this flesh body, and we have a soul. Most people know that. The spirit is the eternal part of you. It will live eternally. Even the wicked dead in hell one day, who are also living in their eternal spirit. Because when God decided to create life, he made a decision that it could never be destroyed. And he did that because maybe he knew he might get ticked off and wipe you out forever. You'd never exist again. He made a decision, I will make life, created beings, the angelic beings, and human beings, us, but they can never truly be destroyed and cease to exist. So the spirit is the part that is eternal. The Father is eternity. So our spirit represents him. Is this good? So we are spirit. Our spirit is to lead and rule over the body that we live in. We came from the Father of spirits. That's why it says Father of spirits. And we are to exemplify him through releasing glory and releasing his purposes in the earth. Our spirit man craves revelation. Our body, our human mind craves information, but your spirit man craves revelation. That comes from the Father. Doesn't come from people on the earth, anyone's mind down here. It comes from the Father. He gives revelation. That's why they call John the Revelator, because God gave him revelation, major revelation for his time. That's what he calls me, a revelator. That's my main job right now. So our spirit, our man, craves revelation, and it desires to become a demonstration of the Father. That's what your spirit wants. Even as his son did in the earth, his son was what? The express image of the Father. His whole desire while he was here, I will only do what the Father I saw him do. I will only say what I heard him say. His whole being wanted to demonstrate the image of the Father in the earth. That was his purpose. That's what our spirit wants to do. Our spirit has a heart. I already told you it had lungs. Our spirit has a heart. Now your body's heart is up here, right here. That's part of your flesh body. But your spiritual heart is right here. It's in the very core center of your being. This is where the heart of your spirit is. And when the Father said, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life, he meant this heart, right here. You guard it. That means be careful what you let in there. I already explained to you, when you go places, things can enter in. The Father told me years ago, whatever you enter into will enter into you. I didn't really know where it entered into. It enters into your soul. And if you picture your layers sort of like file folders, that's what I pictured as. We're going to clean our files out today, everybody. Because this is the thing that God showed me that, I'm not going to jump ahead. He said, get back down to the notes. I have to hurry today. Okay, so our spirit is to lead and rule over this body that we live in. And our purposes are to exemplify him. Our spirit man does crave the revelation and to demonstrate the Father, even as the Son did. Our spirit's heart, the very center and core of your being, it is where the Father and the Son dwell. Okay, right here. I was on a plane one time, and the Father said, tell my children, I do not live in their flesh heart. People always say, he made himself a little tiny itty bitty so he could live in this heart. I have news for you. Your spirit, man, is eternal. And it's not just eternal. It is supernatural. If you are born again, you are a supernatural being. You're no longer a natural being. This flesh might be for a while longer, but your spirit, at the time you're born again, you become a supernatural being. And there are supernatural qualities added to your spirit at that time. In order for God to move into your spirit, he didn't have to make himself a little itty-bitty, because inside of you is an expanse. Your spirit has an expansiveness about it. I can't explain it to you. I just know that they enter in and live in the heart of your spirit right here. That's why wherever you go, they go with you. Whatever you watch, they watch it with you. Whatever you say, they hear what you say. And I'm telling you, I know from the Father, the body is going to start living like they really believe that. We are going to make ourselves accountable for being a Christian, so the world can see a difference in our life. And once you find out how you're wonderfully and perfectly made, he made you different than the created beings. They don't have everything you have. There are spiritual created beings. They're not flesh human beings. They're not made in the image of God. They are not his sons and his daughters. We are. We are the offspring of God. Are you learning something? I hope so. Our spirit is the image of the Father, and out of it flows rivers of living water. You know how the scripture says that? Where does it say it comes from? Out of your belly, that's the heart of your spirit, shall flow rivers of living water. And out of the heart of the Father flows the river of, say that loud, the river of, see how you're made in his image? That's only one way I've showed you so far. So inside your spiritual body, you have things sort of like your physical body. In heaven, you eat. You have a spiritual stomach. It doesn't operate exactly like it does here on the earth. You eat all the food, amazing, yummy food in heaven you want to, and you feel it going in there, and man, it tastes fantastic. But it's totally absorbed into your whole being. Isn't that wonderful? No bathrooms in heaven. I was happy about that. That means you don't have to clean them. Amen? So your spiritual body has lungs. You know, it has spiritual lungs. You sing in heaven. You breathe the aromas in heaven. You smell music. Isn't that wonderful? You hear flowers sing. You walk on rainbow bridges and roads of light. You are carried on worship frequency, a light, sounds, and music in heaven. It is a fantastic supernatural place. And your spiritual being inside of you, your spiritual man, is accustomed to being in the glory because you lived inside of God. You're a little being of light before you came to this earth. Your daddy in heaven carried you inside himself. That's the only way he can say, we are his offspring. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of. That would have been you. He was still your father. You flowed in and out on the glory from his being. You can hear life coming in and out of the Father before the throne. It's fantastic. But that's where you were. He was your only world. You could only exist in him. You didn't have a life of your own. You didn't have a body like you do now. But God had a reason why he sent us all here. And people go, he wanted a family. He did, but he still had a purpose. And I'm just going to tell you the end at the beginning. His ultimate goal for you, for making you, if I can find my page, he just gave it to me on. My staff's like, why do you take those notes up there? You play with them. His ultimate goal is for us to, he wanted to duplicate himself like any parent. We have children because he had children. That's why. He wanted to have us on the outside where he could hold us and do things with us on the outside of himself. So his ultimate goal for you is to not even be a human being. That's just a temporary condition. I'm glad. Because his ultimate goal, right now we're human beings, we're mortal beings. His ultimate goal is you will be an immortal being. When the Father said, ye are gods, Revelation, what he meant was his ultimate goal for you will be immortal. He is immortal. Jesus is immortal. Holy Spirit is immortal. Immortal beings. Now, I can tell you, even though the angels are eternal, they are not immortal. There's something in them that they don't have. They are not immortal. They're not like God. They're created beings. They were created to serve. They do not rule. They were made to serve. We were made to rule. And the reason why he said you are like gods, that's because we are his children, and his ultimate goal is to become immortal like him, like Jesus, like the Holy Spirit. He'll always be the great creator, but his ultimate goal for you is to become immortal like them, because we also were created to what? Rule and reign. Is that what the word says? That's what that scripture means. It didn't mean we would become a God that people would worship us. Because, see, that's your natural mind interpreting that. You think, God, everyone worships you. But, see, you got to train your mind to hear him and get revelation on that. Ye are gods means you are made in their image after their likeness. They are immortal beings. As God, they are immortal. We will become immortal. The word says that your body, immortality, will take on immortality. So now you got revelation on that scripture. That means you will become immortal like them. And I might as well throw this out there and get you out of your box real quick. Our ultimate enjoyment and pleasure on the new earth, where he says all things will be made new, even you will live in a different way on the new earth. That's going to be like your stop station, I guess. You'll be there, but you'll be coming and going so much through the universe. Because, yes, we do have creative abilities like our dad. People need to stop saying, I don't want to hear that. Why not? He gave them to you. He created life. We create life now. You won't be having kids in the future, in the eternity. That part's over. Hallelujah. Have them now. You got a long time to still have them, by the way. He's not wrapping it up anytime soon, no matter what people think. They just think this is a big bad end, and it's only the most amazing, wonderful, fantastic beginning of the greatest days on this earth. I choose to see it from God's viewpoint. The wicked have been appointed under wrath. We've been asked to rule and reign and take dominion over this earth. And we have not taken dominion yet. But we will. We will take dominion over this earth for a long season. Amen? So that's what that scripture means. I love Revelation. Someone throw something at me if I go too long. My angel will deflect it. And he's big. He goes through the ceiling. Amen? So that's about all I'm going to talk about the Spirit. But your spirit has supernatural, truly, qualities that you have no idea. But you will find out. Because I will tell you one more thing. Because I love what the things he's shown me so much on the earth that's going to happen. The technology that will be released in the earth before the end comes will be so fantastic. And right now, in the season we're in now, some of the greatest inventions that will change the way life is lived on the planet for the rest of the time the planet exists will be created in the coming years. Amen. Cures for most of the major diseases will be given on the earth from God, probably mostly to his kids. So who wants to leave during the greatest times on the earth? We're supposed to prosper and flourish and rule and reign and take dominion. Tell the fault lines they can't move. Go and speak to the ground and the earth where there is famine and bring life to the earth. I'm going to talk a little bit about the body, then I'm going to talk about the soul. The body represents a Christ, God, come in the flesh. That's what our body represents. Your body is very important. You could not live in this time, space, planet if you didn't have that body. And people go, how do you know we represent Christ? We are called Christians, Christ-like. That's our outward appearance, our body. Our person right here is called a Christian. We're Christ-like. We are his hands, his voice, his heart in this earth. This body is to take and maintain dominion in the earth. That's why we were made from this earth. Why did he pick earth? You're about to find out. Why did he pick earth to make, you know, I mean, that's dust, that's dirt. Why did he pick that? We could have made, been made out of something beautiful or amazing. He had to use the physical realm of this earth to create your body in order for you to live here. But there's a reason why he used it. It's because he was going to make many of the things in this earth that would grow out of this earth and live in this earth. But what he was going to do was attach that eternal supernatural spirit to that flesh that's from the earth, which gave you authority over everything else in the earth. See, they were made here. God created them and made them too. The animals and all the other stuff. But we're different because he took that very elements of the earth and gave it life from himself, put your supernatural spirit inside of that little, that body, and it became a living soul. And that flesh man, he gave them dominion over the earth and everything in the earth, which is the weather, the animals, the elements, the fault lines, anything you want to list that has to do with this earth. We were given charge and dominion over that. Everything else is supposed to be under it. We were made to rule with this flesh body in this world. And so anyone else, like in the spirit realm, attempting to rule other than God's sons or daughters are doing it illegally. That means Satan has no right to rule on this earth. He may have been given permission by Adam and Eve, but guess what? That was dealt with. It was dealt with and it was made a show of it openly. We, as born again believers through the blood of Jesus Christ, have absolute dominion and authority in this earth, and we need to start using it. You need to think of yourself as that way. We are called kings and priests. The enemy is only the prince and power of the air, and you give him permission to come into your air by the words you speak. Don't pollute the air. He'll come and swim in it. They actually do that. When you praise God with this body, when you praise, when you worship, when you pray, you are sucking the air and atmosphere away from the enemy. Amen? Not only that, when you publish books, record CDs as believers, and put God's stuff on that, this is what God said. Every time somebody reads that book, no matter where it is in the world, listens to that CD or watches that DVD that you made through him, that very presence being released takes back atmosphere away from the enemy. There is something you can do to take it back. We're supposed to take it back. He is there illegally. Amen. Don't you like that? The enemy's purpose with this body, he didn't like it when we were made in God's image. By the way, he knew exactly what God was doing when he made Adam and Eve. He knew where those little spirits of light that he breathed in their bodies. He knew where they came from. He had seen us when he was Lucifer. He was at God's throne all the time. He saw the little, you could see the little spirits of life going in and out of God. He didn't know who we were. He knew we were special because we lived in him. And the last thing, I don't have time, that's a whole different message. If you go to their place, you can get the ancient paths from them and find out how you lived in God, how Lucifer fell. He had plans for you before you were ever sent to this earth. He intended to rule over you and keep God from letting you come outside. He knew you were a threat because you were something special that lived in him. Your very existence was in God. You could only exist there. You flowed in and out on the rays of glory. He knew you were a threat. What do you think? He wanted to control God on his throne. It was not just so he could rule heaven. He was going to make sure you never came outside. So he knew who Adam and Eve were, and he had already plotted and planned. He was going to take them. Now he couldn't get you while you were inside God. He's going to get you outside God. He didn't want you to find out who you were, because then you're really dangerous. Amen? We are dangerous against the enemy. So he does with this body anything he can to steal your destiny, to keep you from becoming everything God wants you to be. And he does it through all kinds of things. He controls your flesh through ungodly desires, addictions, war, racism, which is one of the worst crimes we commit in this earth. Your daddy in heaven put that flesh on your body. He chose your color because he loves that color. And we're supposed to love each other because we are our family. Whether certain groups like that or not, you're going to have to suck it up. Because God made us like the way he wants us, and we're supposed to love one another. And you will not lose who you are when you go to heaven. Every tribe, tongue, and nation is represented there. They think they belong to God and can hate their brother. They're wrong. You cannot do that. You're not helping God. You're helping the enemy. So that's one of the things that the enemy uses. It all has to do with the flesh. He wants to control your flesh, your money, your gifts. He wants to get you hooked and addicted on drugs, pornography. He wants to give you all kinds of things. You'd be addicted to food. There's all kinds of addictions. Addicted to wealth, the love of money. Money is fine. That was made by God too, not the enemy. God's about to download that onto us. So everything God meant for us to do with this body, the enemy has got things. He's still introducing new things into the earth. And so that's what he does. Ungodly desires, addictions, war, racism. And God hates racism. He despises it because he chose who you are. No man has a right to tell you you're not important, you're not significant, you are not loved. God loves everybody the same. And we need to do the same thing. I'm going to kill that as much as I can wherever I go. Amen. So your body was made special, and it was made to rule and reign in this time-space planet because you are just practicing for later. On the new earth for fun. He will give us our own planet. We will not create people. But we will be able to create animals, places, and things. You are practicing in this world. What do you think call those things that be not as though they were is? You're not doing that, by the way, so God can come and do something amazing for you. You are creating those things as you declare in faith. It says even when you speak in faith and believe, you can move mountains. You need to understand you are a supernatural being. You have supernatural qualities and you're not using them. But you can't let other negative garbage come out of your mouth with the God stuff. We are practicing. Call those things to be not as though they were. Whatever you declare and decree will be established unto you. That's all talking about creating. God spoke and it was. What he said happened. We're about to see a lot of that in the body of Christ. That's part of manifesting. What do you think manifest means? The manifested sons and daughters of God. We're sons and daughters of God now, but we really haven't started manifesting him yet. Because when we do, the world is going to know it. You'll get it one day. Amen. So his desire was to make his sons and daughters empower us, show us who we are, all the way that our body, soul, and spirit is made, so you can guard it, protect it, get it filled with life, with power, with the Word of God, with His presence, with His purposes. Those are all good things that He wants you to put in you. There won't be room for the bad stuff. You literally, I'm serious, can get to a place where you despise evil, you recognize evil, and you don't want anything of it in you. Because you realize it is the enemy to your life. And it's not even like he'll try to tempt you other ways, but he'll stop tempting you in the normal ways when you get like that. Because when he tries to do that, your spirit, man, will rise up and they'll, you know what? He's about to defend himself. He really is about to start defending himself from the body of Christ who are manifesting God's power everywhere. Hell's about to have some bad days. He wants us to live in the fullness of who we are through the blood of Christ. That blood gave you so many things on the inside of you and your spirit man. If you could see your spirit man and all that's in it that he put in there when you received him, it would make you want to live different. Amen. By the way, your spiritual body is made out of light, and God is. There's another way you're made like him. So your body was important. God made it a certain way. He sent his son to give us back the authority in the earth and then filled us with all kinds of things. We're supposed to make a difference in the world that I want them to run to him and know him. Amen. So before coming to the earth, we lived inside God. We were spirit beings made of light. We were not human beings yet. Then we were born into the earth, became human beings. Then we got born again, became supernatural beings. And one day, God is going to take your body and do something awesome to it. He will glorify it. He will glorify your body, whether it's dead and in the ground. By the way, that's who sleeps. When you die, you don't sleep in the ground. That'd be like taking you now and sticking you in a coffin and making you stay there. Would you like that? Because your spirit man does not sleep. You need to play things at night. Play the Word of God at night. Play holy, anointed music. I am shocked at the number of believers that do not play God's music in their homes. People start doing it. God inhabits the praises of his people. Whether it's here or on a CD in your home, they'll come inhabit your home. Besides, you are releasing all that into the atmosphere. It's changing the atmosphere. It takes back the atmosphere from the enemy. You need to do it. We have it going 24 hours a day. I've been soaking for 40 years and didn't know that's what they called it. You know what I'm like? I've soaked for 40 years, people, 24 hours a day. And every time anything of the enemy comes in my home, I know it. It's so filled with light and glory, darkness tries to come in, it stands out. And it gets destroyed. I warned my daughters, they're believers, any of your unsaved friends, give you something, it is gone. It is trash. And I don't care what they paid for it. I don't care why they loaned it to you. If you bring it in, it's trash. They don't do it very often. Every now and then I find something, and whoever loaned it to them for something, they had to go pay them back. I said, don't you go buy another one, give it to them. It was trash. You can buy trash. Amen. My kids pray for them. Especially the last one who's still at home. Now she gets my focused attention. And I just removed Mr. Wrong from her life by fasting and praying. He wasn't a horrible, bad person. He just wasn't the right person. And after trying to tell her for about 7 months, I went, okay, I'm fasting. And when I say that, they know they're in trouble. Within 2 days, she was throwing him out of her life. Everything he'd given to her, she didn't just give it back. She dragged it through the mud and threw it on his porch. Amen. When God cleans you out and gets rid of something, he does it in a big way when you live for him. I don't have time to mess with the wrong people. I tried every way I can to get him to come on board. He wasn't ready for it. I'm not against him. I'm still praying for him. Amen. Now I'm trying to find out where I was. We're going to talk about the soul. Your soul lives in the heart of your spirit. You had your soul. Your soul was in you when you lived in God in that little spiritual being. You look like a little gingerbread person. I can't think of a better description. You have like a little head, little arms and legs, and we played inside him. You can hear him laughing. You hear him laughing. You stand before the Lord God, you hear them laughing, coming in and out of him. In him we live, we move, we have our very existence. The prophets and poets of old have spoken of these things, what things? When they lived inside God. So that was no, where did you think you came from? You existed, but you didn't have a life of your own, and that is why when he made the body and he breathed that soul and that little spirit into that body, he said, you became a living soul. You notice he said soul, because you didn't really need your soul living inside of God. You just laughed and played like a little kid. You didn't have to make your own decisions. You didn't. You didn't have to decide where you're going to live, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat. You existed. You had an existence. But now, that little spirit of life had a life. It became a living soul. Something God had never made before. Body, soul, and spirit. So the body represents Christ, God come in the flesh. The spirit represents the Father. That only leaves one thing to represent the Holy Spirit. And that is your soul. That may amaze you. It's one of the most important things you have, and yet we know very little about it. It collects and keeps things in you. You're layered. I didn't know that until the Holy Spirit said, did you know your soul has layers? By the way, I'm 60. I'm talking from 54 years of intimate experience. Setting aside 4 to 5 hours a night to be with them. And I didn't ask them for nothing during that time. I loved on them. I worshiped them. I gave myself to them. Talking about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All three. I knew all three very well. And I have a commission to share revelation from the Father, and I'm glad to do it. Amen. Say thank you, Daddy. For revelation. After showing me revelation on the body and the spirit, he said, now I'm going to show you revelation on the soul. And at the same time, he said, I'm going to show you revelation on Holy Spirit. By the way, his name is Holy Spirit. You don't say the God or the Jesus. We need to change the way we say that. Just call him Holy Spirit. You can get used to it. I do it all the time. You don't say the Jesus, do you? Or the God. You say Jesus and God. It is Holy Spirit. In heaven, they walk around saying, Holy Spirit did this. Holy Spirit said this to me. I spent time with Holy Spirit. I do that now. I've gotten adjusted my language to heaven. And he said, the reason your soul is layered, the Father did, is because the Holy Spirit, now I see I said that, Holy Spirit is a layered being. In heaven right now, all three are made differently. Jesus now has that body. He didn't have it before he came to the earth. His name was the Word. Was the Word, was God, was with God. He was always there. Was the Word, it was God. the great creator, omnipotent God, and Holy Spirit. Now as Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, bridegroom, lover of my soul, he likes you to call him no matter what you call him. Let's stop arguing about that, okay? He's the greatest love of your life. That's who he is. Amen. So now Jesus, sitting at the right hand of the Father, has that body, that amazing, a magnificent body, and the natural 6 foot tall, very muscular, curls that go all over his head, beautiful blue eyes that would look like liquid pools of love. And I know sometimes they're brown, they're green, they're gray. Guess what? They're flames of fire. Guess what? He can change them. He's God. And then here's a Father. He has a body. It's a spiritual body. If he didn't have one, you wouldn't have one. If he didn't have a face, you wouldn't have a face. He is there. You're living in heaven in your spiritual body. He'll grab you and hug you all the time. He's big. His hair is white as wool. The most beautiful, pure white I've ever seen. You want to touch his hair. It's soft. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. His eyes, flames of blue fire. Unspeakable glory pouring from his being. Do you think you're going to melt when you get close to him? You love being near him. Jesus, what do you think? He sits in his throne and doesn't have his own. Are you kidding? He wants to be right there with the Father. What an awesome thing he gets to do. Holy Spirit stands to the left side of the throne, invisible except the fire of God goes all the way around the outline of his being. And he's big. And you know what they call him in heaven? I tell people, call them the drama king. Jesus is the King of Kings, even in heaven. Holy Spirit is the drama king. If you want to know why there's so much arts in heaven and on earth, he, Holy Spirit, loves arts. He is all about drama and demonstration. What do you think speaking in tongues is? That's drama, isn't it? So much so that from the upper room, they went up to being normal people to being drunkards. Drunk in the streets, boldly declaring who he was. And who they were when before they were hiding. You think Holy Spirit don't change you? If you don't have him in, you just wait till that happens. Amen. I'm going to tell you what that looks like when he does it too in a minute. So he stands there, invisible to see any features, but the fire of God goes around him, sometimes like a whirlwind. Colors stream out of his being all the time. Explosions of color come out of his being. And I know when people have an artistic gift, you got a rainbow that comes right out of here. If rainbow's shooting out of you, if you have an artistic gift, he loves the arts. He's about to use the arts more in the last days for the gospel. Song, dance, movies, that's an art. Even food and fashion, people, God is going to flood the marketplace with things from heaven that we've never had here in those arenas, even the entertainment industry. The Holy Spirit loves it. He is the drama king. And he has layers, unlimited layers. This is what the Father told me. And I actually could see it when he told me. He said, he is in the earth, over the earth, in you, in heaven, and it's all a whole of him. He takes a layer of himself, the infilling of the Holy Spirit is when he takes a layer of himself and he moves inside of you. Now, when you get born again, he comes alongside of you. This is the difference. He's there to help lead and guide you, to comfort you. But when you get filled, people go, there's no difference. Yes, there is. He moves in. Before he was here, walking beside you. But when you get the infilling of the Holy Spirit, he takes a layer of himself and fills you with him. Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? You're the temple because the whole of himself moved inside. You don't get a little piece. A layer of himself is a whole of himself. Not the only way I can tell you. Does that do something to your natural mind? They're supernatural. They're God. And he has unlimited layers, and he's about to send some of them layers into places where he is not welcomed on Sunday morning. And he is about to show up and cause drama they never experienced before, even without their permission. So he has a layer of himself. Everyone who gets filled with the Holy Spirit, you have a whole of the Holy Spirit. A layer of himself is a whole of himself. That's how he's able to see all and know all, because his layers are everywhere. And it's still a whole of him. Isn't that amazing? So your soul has layers, and guess what? You send them places. Soul ties is one of them. This helps you understand soul ties. That's why he's having me do it. You have layers in your soul. You can deposit things in there. You deposit things in those layers, like God's presence, his word. You need to fill the layers of your soul with his word, okay? With love, with life, things of life. Feel it. But unfortunately, because we have our own will, we put other things in there. And it can mess up your body. It can mess with your spirit. It certainly will affect these. Your mind, your will, and your emotions are affected by what you allow in your soul. And the holy, I like this. The bonds of marriage, not talking about like, you know, the chain and ball on the ankle, not what I'm talking about. When the Holy Spirit puts a layer of himself in you, you are bonded to him. It says Jesus is married to the backslider. You get married to Jesus, I know you think, well, the bride of Christ. When you receive him as your Savior, that's symbolically becoming a part of him. When the Holy Spirit sends a layer of himself in you, you are bonded together with him. He is not going to leave you either. He is here to help you all that you will allow him to. He's supposed to be your best friend. Soul ties are created. And I used to do deliverance a lot like everyone else, you know. Break the soul ties. Call back that part of yourself you gave away. If you don't know that exists, it's real. It's God. It's how people get set free. If you had a very abusive relationship in your life, whether it was a parent or a spouse, when you got married, number one, you created a soul tie. How come? You tied the knot. I love even some of the little things. You tied the knot. We're going to tie the knot. You are. When you get married, you actually exchange. You give a layer of your soul to that spouse, and that spouse gives you a layer of theirs. That's how you become bonded. That's even part of becoming one, which is why you shouldn't have that relationship with somebody who's not your spouse. Guess what you're doing? You are giving a layer of your soul to that person, and you're taking a layer of theirs into you. And if you have 100 relationships, how much of yourself do you have left to give to your spouse? And that and all, how many people know they've had 8 marriages and they keep dragging the old baggage of their other marriage into the new one because that layer is still there and they never got rid of it? The same thing with abuse. I know, I've helped people be free from that. You get counseling, you get prayed over. People try to do deliverance on you, and you still have those nightmares, those torments at night. It's because you have to get that layer out of you. The keys to the kingdom, binding and loosing, have to do with your soul. Layers of your soul, you can give it to an addiction. This is amazing, powerful revelation he gave me about the soul. And it can be anything, pornography, drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, food, money. When you give yourself to that stuff, you literally are giving a layer of your soul to the enemy. How many people know that old saying, you can sell your soul to the devil? You don't have to. You can give it to him. And when you, because you know all that stuff is his, right? All those things belong to the enemy. And when you willingly take it, you're giving him a layer of your soul. He has a right to do stuff in your life. Now, I'm not even talking about demon possession. This is different. It has to do with deliverance. It's going to change. God said, I'm going to change the way they do deliverance because I don't have time for them to take 10 years to get free. And you can make a soul tie with a person, a place, or a thing. And you do it when you receive that and bring it into you. You're literally giving a layer of yourself away and taking a layer of that thing, and it gets deposited in your soul, in your layers. And I went, and God gave me scriptures in the Word. I don't have time to do a whole Bible study. I'll just tell you this. Your soul can be vexed. It can be sick. It can be joyful. It can be prosperous. It can glorify God. It says we can purify our souls. Okay, so there's all things. There's rest for your soul. So you see, it is mentioned so many times in the Word, but people don't know what your soul is. And yet it affects your body and your spirit. That's why it's in the center. People, I don't think that really. I'm going to give you scripture right now that you've never really understood until now. Because when your soul is sick, because you've put the wrong stuff in there or from past relationships that you didn't break the soul ties and send back that layer of the person that you retained. And soul ties can be made with parents because it's a love relationship. You become attached to that person. You love that person. God meant for that to happen. He didn't mean for them to abuse you. But you can have a tie, make a tie with a traumatic experience in your life, and it's planted here. You need to get it out. And today, we're going to clean out our soul. Before I'm done in just a few minutes. Amen. Is this okay? I love Revelation. You think that the things that enter into your soul can't affect you? And yet people say this scripture all the time and they don't know what they're saying. They're not even saying it right. Or they don't understand what they're saying. I desire above all things that you prosper and be in health, which is divine health, even as your prospers. And the reason why many people aren't prospering is because they got stuff and junk stuck in there. And your soul can't prosper. I'm not trying to say you're bad people. Don't even try to go there. This is helping you, is it? God is bringing revelation like he never did before so you can live your life differently. Because you know you will affect your soul and you will not prosper. And you will not be in health, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. All three areas are affected because it's your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. You're affecting all that by what you allow to come in. Does that make sense now? That's why he said, I desire above all things. Actually, what he's saying is, I desire above all things that your soul prospers. So you can prosper financially in your relationships. You can walk in divine health. And the reason so many of us are sick, either mentally, emotionally, or physically, is because we got stuff wrong in there. And God said, I'm about to clean out your layers. And that's why even when you do, if you kick the devil out, if someone was possessed, you kick him out. What does it say? If you don't get filled up and they see it's been swept clean, it's your soul. Because you did it, so all that stuff, But if you don't put God's stuff in there, it'll come back and bring even more with them. So after you get cleaned out today, you make sure you get yourself so filled with God, there ain't no room for the enemy. Amen? So yes, what you do in your life does affect your soul, and that's how you prosper when your soul prospers. Because that means your mind is prospering, your will is going to be able to make the right decisions, your mind will think on the right things. You're supposed to. So you affect your soul by what you think on, by what you watch, by what you hear, where you go is going to affect your soul. And you want to keep it healthy, don't you? Amen. That's why the term, the bonds of matrimony, tying the knot, because you make that soul tie, you exchange the lay of your souls with each other. You divorce that person, go on your way. If you did not release that binding and loosing, if you did not loose that from yourself, you bind yourself together. We bind ourselves with your soul because it's your mind, your will, and your emotions, whether it's emotionally done or something. You can have a soul tie with a place that you love so much you want to keep going, you can't stop going, or maybe a home you own that you weep and grieve if you lose that home. You made a soul tie with that place. If you lost it, you know, financially, you lost it and you were evicted from your home, you grieve inwardly because you made a soul tie to that place. And that was fine while you had it, but you know what? Break the thing and get that grief out of you that you let into your soul because of that tie you have with that place. And people don't even see that because they think you only make soul ties with people. The same thing with drugs. If you were addicted and you got free, thank God you got free. But you need to get that out of your soul because it leaves a deposit. Cigarette smoking, get ready to be free. Because no matter what you try in the natural, in the flesh, to get rid of it, guess what? Some of that moved in your soul. You made a soul tie with the cigarette smoking, which is why you crave it when it's gone. It's not just your flesh that wants it. It's because there's a deposit of it still in you, and that's still in you wants more. And you have to repent for it, renounce any association with it, loose that from your soul, and guess what? You won't want to smoke. The same thing with drug addiction, with food addiction, with crime. You know, people like to steal things. They don't know why they do it, because you did it, you repented, but when you did that, you let something in your soul. You can imagine how some people's souls must look after years of going around living their life any way they want to, thinking that's okay. One of the reasons why it's not okay is you're affecting yourself. Who wants to be free of anything? Amen? I just love Holy Spirit. So we need to break the soul ties, the keys to the kingdom, binding and loosing. When you have an offense with somebody, when you have an offense against somebody and you hold that offense, you bind that offense in here. It's in there. And in heaven, it's considered, it's there. What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. That means you bind some of that offense. It affects your soul. It affects you. It affects God doing stuff for you. When you loose that person from that offense and send that from yourself in heaven, it's like it never happened. It's loosed, and then God can come and do something for you. Whatever you bind and take into your soul is going to affect you. When you loose it, it's loosed in heaven. In other words, the addiction has to go. The cigarette smoking, the food disorders, whatever it is that you have or have been involved in the past, your 8 marriages and never you got all them layers still in you. And I can tell you, I know it's real because I just set someone free who was married twice before in Poland, I won't mention any names, and came and said, can you help me? I'm still having nightmares and tortures and dreams, but it's inside me, and I can't explain why it's inside. I love God. I have a godly husband now, but it won't go away. And I've had people pray and pray and pray and pray. I said, it's in your soul. We are about to get you free. And I did, and she did. And guess what? The joy of the Lord came over her being. You could literally see it. Now, I can tell you, a layer of your soul looks like this is what it looks like in the spirit realm, a transparent you. When I used to break soul ties with people and they call back that part of their self they gave away, I saw a transparent them walk through the wall and step back inside. You're really giving parts of yourself away. We're going to get ourselves back. And so she had, when I explained to her what happens, and she said, I don't want that inside of me. No wonder I have tortures and dreams and nightmares, and it's coming from me. And Jesus would come in a room and say, it's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. And then he sent me there 2 weeks later. She's free. Her two children who had the same thing, because they had the same two abusive relationships with the father, also free, free, free. You can even make a soul tie with poverty. Almost anything that belongs to the devil, that's his. It will affect your soul. We're going to get rid of all of it today. Amen? But the keys to the kingdom, this is a key to the kingdom, what you're getting it right now. Whatever you bind is going to be bound in heaven. It's going to be bound in your soul. What you loose from that as an act of your will, you send it from yourself. It cleans out that soul, and it has no hold over you. And I told her, I said, if anything comes back, it's going to be out here now. It can't be in here. It doesn't have no right in you. This is revelation on how to be free, free, people. Stand up. Amen? And I did this with the whole congregation. I used to think you had to do it with individual person. God is going to do things corporately in these last days. And anybody watching this, please, you can be free too. You can be free. Where's the camera? That one? Right there. Oh, straight ahead. Hello. You watching also are about to clean out the layers of your soul and be free, then you better get filled with God. Amen? So we're going to do this in a little bit different way. I'm just going to name certain things, and you just say them. And then we're going to break this. We're going to renounce. We're going to repent, renounce, and break. Now, some people, you don't have to repent because is something that was done to you. Homosexuality is a soul tie. And the reason a lot of them still struggle, because I prayed for them in the past, I'm going to call them back. They struggle because even though they stopped that and repented for it, got delivered, that layer is still in them and it will pull that back to them. Until it's taken out of your soul. Until that soul tie is broken and they release that totally, that's still going to draw them back into that. That's why it's so important to protect yourself. The devil don't want you protected. So you know why? When he's exposed, it's real hard for him to attack you. It's harder because now you know if I enter into places where hell is, it gives him permission. These two teenagers went on the mummy ride, which is like going into the mouth of hell. And after that happened, they had tormenting dreams of them in hell being tortured, and they felt it. They felt it. And they couldn't understand why. They kept repenting and praying, repenting and praying. Guess what? They willingly entered into their soul. And so when they finally got set free and renounced that and released it and sent it out of their self, they didn't have it anymore. Because it's your soul, it affects your mind. Let's say it, your mind, my will, my emotions are about to get fixed. They will be whole. Because now I know about the soul. Amen. Look up to heaven. Say, Father, as an act of my will, I choose to call back all the layers of my soul, whether I gave them to people, to places, or to things. I call it back now. Come back to me. In Jesus' name, you belong in my soul, not somewhere else. And Father, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. He's excited. This happened in the last meeting. I didn't even know all the rest of it that I told you. Oh, I'm excited. And now, Father, as an act of my will, which is a part of my soul, I loose from my soul any layers that I retained of any people, any places, any addictions, anything of the enemy. I loose it. I send it back in Jesus' name. You go from my soul. And now I renounce any association with any of that stuff. You can't come back. And I break in Jesus' name, as an act of my will, the power of the enemy who's been ruling over me, abusing me, harassing me, attacking me, stealing from me. You have no power. I break your power. I am free. In Jesus' name, I am whole. I am whole. I am whole. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And now, I will say this on behalf of the Father for all of you present and all of you who are watching this. This is the Father's will. I desire, above all things, that you prosper financially, emotionally, relationally, and physically, that you walk in health, even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, I ask you to bless your children today, God, that they were made truly in your image and after your likeness, spirit, soul, and body, now have revelation on how to order their spirit, their soul, and their body, that they can glorify you in it, Christ in them, the hope of glory. Let your glory reign on them and from them. I ask you to bless them, every single one of them, God, that they were willing to receive from you, Father, that you love your children so much. You want them to manifest your presence, your passion, your power in the last days. And everybody said, amen. Thank you for letting me share.
He has done so much for me.
Come on, let's express our love.
Amen. He really wanted me to give you a revelation about how they use a layer of your soul. It'll also explain one of the great mysteries in the Word of God. When you are born again, they take a layer of your soul, and it is seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. It's a transparent image of you. A layer of your soul is also God does things with it. Not just the enemy. God does things with your soul. That's one of them. You are truly seated in heavenly places. Right now, as we speak, there is a transparent image of you. A layer of your soul, which is you, is seated in heavenly places. You're not waiting on it. It's not a spiritual thing. It's not something that's going to come right now. You are literally seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus because the layer of your soul is there already. Amen? So God does things with your soul also. I'd rather give it to him, wouldn't you? Amen? People wonder sometimes. They are taken sometimes. A layer of their soul while you're sleeping is taken to foreign countries. Preach the gospel to people in their language because they can recognize you if they see you later. People go, how could that be? How could that possibly be? Because my spirit, it can't be my spirit. It can't be my spirit, Sister Kat, because they can't see into the spirit realm unless God opens their eyes. But your soul, a layer of your soul looks just like you. And it's taken sometimes by God because you gave him permission to use you any way you wanted to be used. And it's taken to a foreign country, put on a platform, preach the gospel in that known language, win people to God, have healings take place, and then brought back and deposited back in you while you're sleeping and you never knew you went. And I've had many reports of people seeing someone later and went, thank you for coming to this country and praying for me. I was healed. Thank you for meeting me on the street corner in the middle of the night when I was going to end my life. And you preached the gospel to me and I gave myself to God. And you're like, this is wild. How could this be? Because God uses layers of your soul for him. Amen. Give it to God. Give yourself to God. Your whole self, not just parts of it. Now your whole. So you got your whole self back. Amen? And one more thing I want to tell you. It's important too, which you already did. If your loved one moves to heaven, you made a soul tie with them. And usually it's a real healthy soul tie. They go home. You're sad for a while. Don't let a spirit of grief move into you. Because that is also a tie. It's because you have a soul tie. And you know what? They're living an amazing, fantastic life up there. You need it. It says release them. You need to get it. That doesn't mean you won't love them or think about them anymore. That means you're releasing that part of them. I know this might be hard. It has to do with your soul. So if you know someone who's grieving really bad, they're a believer, share with them about the soul being layered. They made that beautiful soul tie. It won't take the memory or the love away. It'll take the pain away. Amen? So, but God does things with your soul also. He'll take a layer. Aren't you glad that you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus? Amen. Thank you.
Come on, let's put our hands together this time. Amen. Listen, you are a wonder, a wonderful sign and a wonder. I love how God sheds light on, you know, his perspective for life. It's so grand, and some of the things and many of the things we're saying. We've been saying, and even saying recently, you're saying, but just illuminating those things to make it so easy. That is so good. Oh, I could just, ugh. Somebody said, good. And listen, come on, let's receive the love that God has for us, because that's what we've heard today.